Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, greetings everyone in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I wish each one of you a great morning and a great day today and a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the revelation, Father, that we need from this chapter, Father, that we need to hide in our hearts so that we will know, Father, the truth and not be deceived by those that are teaching things they should not be teaching and the evils of this world. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 8th chapter of John, the Gospel of John. And here is verse 1. Well, let's take it through the first 4 verses anyway. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. 3, and the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now you see, this woman they brought that was caught in adultery, they're bringing her to Jesus. Because normally they wouldn't be bringing her, to a woman caught like that, to Jesus. But they're trying to trick him. That's what they're after. They're trying to trick the Lord Jesus and to see whether he would uphold the law or defend the sinner. Well, they don't know, you know, they are so set on tricking him and so they can get rid of him, they don't even stop, I don't think, to think. We've been to him so many times and trying all these different things, and he already knows about it. You'd think they would finally learn to leave him alone, but they don't. Now, here in fact, they say, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? You see, they quoted the Old Testament accurately, if not completely. But they're not taking into consideration, really, of who Jesus is and why he's here. 6. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Just kind of ignoring him in a sense of the word. 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. In other words, if there's one of you there that don't have any sin, let him cast that first stone. 8. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the least. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. You notice the eldest is the one that left first, readily admitting that they were all sinners, really. Now, 10. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? 11. And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now, Jesus was really the only one who could have condemned her, but he did not. And partly because such cases demanded two or more witnesses. And also he knew that she was repentant, which explains why she did not flee when her accusers left. Jesus did not take her sin lightly. Rather, he commanded her to sin no more. Now, and then he forgave her. You know, how many of us can actually say that we are not committing sin daily? We're not supposed to be. But are we truly walking as that born-again child of God? Or are we just a Christian by what is our actions and our deeds? What are we really doing for and with the Lord Jesus Christ? You see? And for those that know to do good and don't do it, that's a sin within itself. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, where do we get this light that we walk in? We know it comes from Jesus, but it also comes from his word. That's why we need the study of it. And it don't matter how many times we read over these chapters, there's always something else in them for us. We'll see something a little stronger and a little straighter. And we'll see things that we had seen before, but we had forgotten because we hadn't been using it. Now, 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. He's bearing record himself, so his record's not true. That's what the Pharisees are telling. But Jesus answered them in 14 here. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. He says, I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. But you don't know. 15. He says, you judge after the flesh. He says, I judge no man. 16. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. 17. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. 18. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. 19. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. It's not yet time for him to become the sacrifice. His ministry is still going on for a little while. There's still a few things to be done. 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. He letting them know where he goes. They can't come. That's 21. Because these Pharisees, these Jews, their spiritual preparation is inadequate. And they could not become his disciples because they are of this world. They do not believe in Jesus. And they do not understand what he does or what he says. And they want rid of it. But they want him dead. He's really troubling me. Now, 22. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. 23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. You know, he's laying it out straight for them. And they just don't understand any of it because they're not wanting to. And you see, we study this word because we are looking for him. And we are wanting to know. But they wasn't wanting to know. They were just wanting some way they could trick him to get rid of him. Now, 24. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. You see, there is no other way than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 25. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. He is speaking the things that the Father is giving me. That's what he's telling them here. Now, 27. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. You know, as we read and really study and think about these things, you wonder just how dumb these people could really be. But most of it is actually selfish pride because they don't want to understand. They don't want nothing to do with them. That's the main thing. Now, 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. That's letting you and I know that if the Lord Jesus Christ speaks the things the Father is giving him, that you and I need to be speaking the things that the Holy Spirit is giving to you and I, and not our own, but what he gives to us and what this word gives us, that is what we need to be speaking. Now, 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Who are you pleasing today? Are you pleasing him? Are you pleasing yourselves in the things of this world? As he spake these words, many believed on him. Now you see, they are some of them that are believing because they are looking for a change. Now, but most of the Pharisees are strictly holding to the law, and they don't want no change. 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You see, when we will continue in his word, continue with his word, continue teaching his word, but mainly continue walking in his word, we are his disciples, even to this day. That has not changed. A lot of people out there are proclaiming that it changed, that all of this stuff died when the apostles died. No, it didn't. All of this was given preparing the mankind for what was about to happen and what was coming. Now, 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We've heard that phrase many times, haven't we? But how many really believes it and walks in it? 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be, oh boy. 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, pay attention. I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. 35. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. 36. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can set us free. When we go to him in repentance and we ask for his forgiveness and he gives us that forgiveness, that's exactly what he's doing. He is setting us free from the sins of this world. And as we complete that plan of salvation, being buried and taken on his death and his resurrection by baptism, we are gaining strength all the time. And then as we are filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, we have been born again as children of Almighty God. And as I've read to you time after time after time, you don't sin. Because that Holy Spirit is there. And he's telling you, don't do that. That is wrong. You are not to do it. You see, we need that Holy Spirit. I know. He goes on here in 37. He says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. He's telling them straight out just why they're seeking to kill him. 38. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Now with their father. 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. You see, now they want to argue with him about it. And they're proclaiming now that God is their father. Yet they want nothing to do with the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. I didn't come even by myself. He sent me here. 43. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. You see, as long as they walking in all this sin and darkness, they can't understand him. That's why a lot of people read the Bible and get no understanding out of it at all and get all mixed up with it and begin teaching the wrong thing. They actually believe they've got heaven made their home, their laws, and they're trying to teach others that would, if they would follow them, would be going right with them. Now, Verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil. You tell them who their father is. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now you want to continue lying and lie about things? Well, now you know where that comes from. That comes from your father, the devil. Verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. 46. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. You see, we're told right there that those that are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ cannot understand this word. Jesus is pulling no punches about it. None whatsoever. Now, 48. Then answered the Jews, and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hath a devil? You see, now they're claiming he's a Samaritan and he's got a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you, and ye do dishonor me. 50. And I ask not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You've heard me tell you in many, many studies and services that we that are the children of God will never die. We see, this is just one place. And there is many, many, many places we're going to read this same thing. Now, that tells us that if we are his child, then, and we keep his word, we'll never see death. 52. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. But there's no way they're going to understand it. See? Not as long as he is living, because they don't want to. And that's the main reason of it. Now, 53. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? 54. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. 55. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Uh-oh. Now he's making another claim here they're not going to understand, that Abraham had saw his day, and he was glad. 57. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now we know. See? Why? They do not want to believe him at all. And they're getting no understanding from him whatsoever. Only a few. And there is a few that becomes believers of him. Now, 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. He went right through the midst of them. They didn't even know it. Now, we have finished here with chapter 8. We're going to stop here because we'll be going into 9. Nine is not real long, but there's 41 verses and a whole lot of things in it. All right. So we will close here tonight. We can come together again at 6 p.m. and not we'll know then that Jesus has his way with them, because we're going to be seeing where he's leading himself up to. All right. Let us remain now and go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ to give us the revelations, Father, that we need, so that we can understand, Father, your meaning as we study the word, Father, and as we grow as your children, so that we can make heaven our home throughout eternity, to be with you and the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve you, to worship you, always and forever, never ending. Now, Father, watch over us through this day. Keep us safe. Keep us in health this day, Father. Healing all that are sick, depressed. Heal those, Father, that are blind, deaf, lame. Make them whole, Father, and use us in great and mighty ways. Bring someone by each one of us today, Father, to talk to about the Lord Jesus Christ, and see if we cannot lead them to join us in the study of your word, so that they can become stronger, Father, as your children, with a deeper understanding of what needs to be. And Father, we pray for Israel to have peace, and also that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, we pray for this land of ours that has grown so evil. And we ask that those that has brought this evil from our government upon our people to be replaced, Father, with those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, and love your church, and love this country. Work with us to bring this land to repentance, Father, and help us to put it back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being upon your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as I asked before, keep us safe through this day and bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word. And I'm asking all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, all. I pray you have a great day. Go with God, and He'll be with you.